You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
7:05 this morning, the Vodacom Group Limited business released their interim results for the 6 months ended 30 September 2025. Double-digit growth across most metrics. The number of customers now exceeds 220 million customers, with almost 94 million of those being financial services customers. I'm joined on the line by the Chief Executive Officer of the Vodacom Group, Shamil Yusuf, to take a look at these numbers and get a sense of the performance. Well, Shamil, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with your thoughts and reflections around the first 6 months of the financial year. The business looks to be on very solid footing, but I want to get your thoughts around how the business has been feeling, or at least how management has been feeling about the business.
For us, it's been really the first proof point in terms of how we're delivering against the guidance that we've given the market. So we've told the market that we'll grow double-digit service revenue and EBITDA in the medium term. And essentially, this was the first proof point with the half-yearly results coming through quite strongly. So having grown, you know, basically 13.6% in service revenue and 14.8% in EBITDA was really, really important in being able to deliver that. What we're really pleased about is the profit growth of 33%. So that was really strong. And I think also the strategy paying out quite nicely. So a couple of years ago, we decided to diversify revenue from South Africa. And of course, we've got Safaricom in Egypt and Ethiopia in that context and in our international markets. And the contribution coming through so strongly, I think, has been really, really important. But also currency stability has played a large part also in helping to achieve the better results, especially with the Egyptian pound being more stable.
I want to get into those offshore markets in a second. Perhaps let's start with some of the local markets and the local conversations that have been happening. Arguably, the biggest conversation that has been happening to do with Vodacom of late and for the last couple of years is the please call me conversation, a conversation you and I have had on this show in the past as well. And I want to get your thoughts around that. Obviously, there is a non-disclosure that's been signed by both parties, and we're going to respect that. But for Vodacom, this is the end of a conversation that has been in the news for the longest time. And many have said what they've said around the settlements and around the provisions that have been raised. We've discussed the provisions as well in previous results conversations. Just take us through the finalization of that matter. And also then, can we look at perhaps the hopeful finalization of the Maziv deal in the near future?
Look, I think what's happened is, of course, the settlement's confidential, so we can't disclose numbers and so on. Safe to say that the numbers are fully booked into the results both for South Africa and for the group during the half. And I think we're just pleased to, and both parties are pleased to have basically found a settlement and so that we can move on. So, you know, that I think has been a big positive for both parties. In terms of the Maziv deal, we're waiting for the final approvals from ICASA, the regulator, who had previously in 2021 given conditional approval. So we're just working through the licenses and so on, and we're hoping to get approval, like, hopefully in the next week or so, because we're quite eager to get going in terms of the money flows and then that money being able to help to accelerate the growth and the capital injection into the business and CapEx that is required to grow Maziv even faster.
Uncle Shamil, let's dip into that offshore market for Vodacom. I mean, the Safaricom business from a Kenyan perspective, but also Egypt now accounting for almost as much as the South African business in some respects. Take us through how that offshore strategy has played itself out from an operational standpoint and where you're seeing some of the key areas of growth.
Yeah, so what we're seeing is from an operating profit perspective, 42% of revenue now coming from SA. Egypt contributed very strongly at 37.5% and then 10% from the internationals and 10% from Safaricom. So that was a really good split in terms of being able to diversify our revenue. And a few years ago, we basically implemented a strategy. We said, look, we expand geographically and then also the product diversification. So you can see, you know, from this numbers, the geographical expansion playing through quite nicely, but also the product diversification with the fintech part also coming through strongly with over 20 billion of revenue from Vodacom and Safaricom coming through in fintech during the period with $477 billion of transactions and 94 million fintech customers.
Let's stick with that fintech business as we conclude the conversation. The recent listing of Optasia in South Africa on the JSE, a big milestone in the fintech world. Vodacom themselves having almost 100 million fintech users or fintech service customers that you have from a business perspective. I want to get your thoughts around how you're seeing the fintech space shape up, at least, or how it's affecting your strategy as well as a business going forward. We know there were conversations around potentially looking at Vodacom asset management services coming into the market, and I imagine that's still part of the ongoing conversations. How are you seeing the fintech space shape up, and what are you looking at from a strategy point?
I think it's a very exciting environment, and of course, we have the largest fintech base across the continent now in terms of, you know, there's more than $1 trillion of transactions being processed, and you know, we're processing 477 billion of that. So, you know, I think that's quite impressive in terms of the markets that we operate in and so on. And I think, you know, it's really for us, we're seeing growth from Egypt to South Africa. And the first part for us is taking the learnings from the one market and implementing it in the different markets. So an example would be the insurance business that we have in South Africa is growing, you know, in the teens. It's a really good business for us. And being able to create a center of excellence and expand that to our other markets. Then we have things like international money transfer, lending and so on from Kenya, from Tanzania and so on. And of course, implementing that into markets like Egypt, DRC, Mozambique, South Africa and so on, I think is key. We see investments as a big opportunity to unlock more revenue going forward and giving customers the opportunity to invest as little as a dollar. So, you know, a very exciting, but also growing our merchant play and being able to provide merchant lending and so on across our markets, you know, in what we call a dual-sided platform. So being able to provide solutions for both consumers and merchants.
Continuing to deliver on its promises to its customers and continuing to innovate, that is what the Vodacom Group Limited business is looking to do in the next 6 months and beyond that. And that's probably why the interim dividend was increased by just over 15%. We'll leave the conversation on that note for this moment. Thanks so much to the Chief Executive Officer of Vodacom, Shamil Yusuf, for joining us to take a look at the performance of the business over the first 6 months of the year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.